You sent us your email, we have answers. Coming up.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
This episode of OMG Craft is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. Visit huluplus.com/OMG to start your 2-week free trial. That's huluplus.com/OMG. Hello, and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. This week, we are taking your emails that you've sent on over to mail@omgcraft.com. So, first up, hi, Chad. I'm making a PvP map for my server. I'm including items that I want to have a certain number of damage on them. You know, let's say a half-broken stone sword or something like that. One problem. Wasting up the item has taken a long time, and I don't know how to change the damage on the item armor quick enough. Please help. That is from Lizzie. So, Lizzie, the easiest way to do this so you don't actually have to go around attacking grass in your land is to use either a simple command or NBT tag editing. We've covered NBT tag editing, but let me show you the command that you should use if you want to do this fast. What you'll be doing is using the slash give command. So you're going to do slash give. And then we're going to use the ID 272, which is the stone sword. The amount is going to be 1, and then the next is the damage value. So a stone sword has a durability of 131. Half of that is 75, so we'll choose 75, and hit enter, and player not found. That's because I need to give myself the command, add OMG Chad there, and then bam. Now you can see in my inventory, this has been damaged halfway. Whatever number you enter at the end of the string is what gets subtracted from the whole number. So if you want it damaged even more, you could add, say, 100, and it would only have 31 uses left. Actually, technically, it would have 32 because 0 is a use because we're talking in computer speak. It's weird. So the next email, it is, Dear Chad, I am busy making a map, but I need spawners for the map, and I don't know how to change the mobs in the spawner, like from a pig to a silverfish spawner. Can you please explain that to me, please? By the way, I'm a huge fan, and I watch all your vids. Thanks. Great. This is from Joshua. So you can do this a couple of different ways. Either you can use a server-side mod like World Edit. You could use an internal thing on your computer like single player commands or MC edit, or you can do it now in vanilla Minecraft in 1.7. So let me show that off. So the first thing that we got to do is figure out where we are standing because I am going to be using the set block command. So you can see if I hit F3, I'm at -27, 69, 237 over there in the corner. So we're going to type in our chat, set block. We're going to type where we want this to be set. So we want -27. This will happen pretty much right on top of us. Let's go ahead and choose 70. This is how tall up in our world. And let's do 239 so that it doesn't cover up our face once we spawn this in. Now, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to do a thing from Minecraft, and it's going to autocomplete a whole bunch of stuff if I start to type out Minecraft. But we want the mob spawner, and we're going to want one, and we're going to want it to replace the block that it is currently on. Then we're going to do a little squiggly, a capital E entity, a colon. Oh, sorry, this is entity ID, and that's camel case, so you're going to do a capital I for ID, colon, and then whatever you want this spawner to be. So let's just choose cow, and that has to be a capital letter as well. And if we enter, there we go. We now have a cow spawner in our world. And this is the reason, I mean, there's easier ways to do this with programs, like I said before. But if you want to do this in a vanilla world, you can do this. Like, we can recreate this. We can jump ahead and set the next block to be something like, let's do a zombie. And there we go. Now we have a zombie spawner as well. Default spawner is the pig. So now if you're using this, and let's say you type in something that doesn't make any sense, it will, you have to create another one by moving the number up. It will just create an empty spawner. So if you screw up and your spawner is empty, that's how you know that you have screwed up. We have one more email to get to, but first, let's talk about Hulu Plus. You know Hulu.com. It's the best place to watch your favorite TVs and movies. But what if you want to watch those on the go, on a smartphone, on a tablet, on your TV in your living room? You got that big 65-inch TV. You want to watch it with your friends and family over the holiday season. Well, that's where Hulu Plus comes in. Hulu Plus has all of your favorite TVs and movies like Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, Family Guy, and SNL. And you can watch every episode of shows like Lost, Doctor Who, Community, and Star Trek. They have a fantastic app. I have it loaded up right here that has all sorts of, like, look, this is wonderfully designed. This isn't some sort of cookie cutter app. Sometimes I just like watching trailers on this app because it's such a nice thing to go through and watch. As you can see, wonderful app. And of course, if there's anything you're subscribed to, that comes in just the same. I was asking Hulu, how many shows do you have available for Hulu Plus streaming? And they sent me this list. This is a 4-page list, and you can see all of the titles that are available on Hulu Plus. This is just ridiculous. I love it. America's Funniest Home Videos, American Dad, American Idol. These are obviously in alphabetical order, so we're going through the A's here. Heroes, Dragon Ball Z, Law and Order, Kyle XY, Modern Family. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So, it only costs $7.99 a month. Super easy, but I have a special deal for you. If you head on over to HuluPlus.com/OMG, you get free 2 weeks. You get 2 weeks free, and that is an extended offer that no one else gets. Head on over to HuluPlus.com/OMG to get that extra week free with your trial, and we thank Hulu Plus for helping you and me watch instantly, and I hope you enjoy. Okay, finally, the last email. I am a big fan of your podcast, and I play Minecraft on my iPod. Can you show me how to make nether portals? This is from Jake. Well, Jake, I have a little bit of bad news for you. There is no nether in the Pocket Edition. The best thing that is available for you to get some of those things like mushrooms, or if you want like a little bit of extra gold, you actually have to create a nether reactor. Let me show you how to do that. So we're in a quick creative world that I generated, and first I need to say that this will not work in creative. I'm just going to show you how to do it, and then you get to experience the adventure for yourself. So first, you need to put down 4 blocks of gold in this sort of pattern, and then you're going to fill that in with cobblestone. You're going to take the more cobble and put it on top of these blocks of gold to kind of cover them up right here. And then you're going to put your nether reactor, which is in your normal crafting table. This, I believe, takes 3 diamonds and a few ingots. Whoops. And you're going to put it in the center. So what I did, I got to break that one over there. Boop, there it goes. Then you're going to put a piece of cobble right on top, and you are going to go around the top and place it in just like this. There we go. And now this is the contraption that you are going to build in your world. And once you've built this, you can jump down. Of course, you won't be in creative and tap that nether portal. Of course, I'm in creative, so it's not going to activate it. And I want you to do this by yourself. This needs to be a surprise. Word of warning. Very dangerous. Pigmen will spawn and you can die. Just letting you know. What can you expect to get out of this nether reactor? Well, a whole bunch of obsidian, some coal, some things like gold and feathers, that sort of stuff out of your nether reactor. I hope that you found this episode useful. Thanks to everyone who emailed in. And if you would like to send me your email, do so at mail@omgcraft.com. If you'd like to check out my personal YouTube channel, head on over to youtube.com/omgchad. And if you want to subscribe to future episodes of OMG Craft, head on over to twit.tv/omgcraft. Thanks so much for watching.